This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran's supreme leader has pardoned, quote-unquote, tens of thousands of prisoners, including some arrested in recent anti-government protests, state media reported on Sunday, after a deadly state crackdown helped quell the nationwide unrest. Quote, the supreme leader of the Islamic Revolution agreed to pardon and reduce the punishment of tens of thousands of defendants and convicts on the occasion of the 44th anniversary, the victory of the Islamic Revolution, a news anchor said on state news agency IRNA. However, the pardon approved by Ayatollah Ali Khamenei came with conditions, according to details announced in state media reports, which said the measure would not apply to any of the numerous dual nationals held in Iran. China is threatening what it calls, quote-unquote, further actions after an American fighter jet shot down a suspected spy balloon off the east coast of the United States on Saturday. Haley Walsh took video from Myrtle Beach in the U.S. southern state of South Carolina.
It is not looking like a balloon anymore. It's falling, and the jet's going around on the left-hand corner.
China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs insists the craft was civilian and its flight an accident. The U.S. says the massive balloon was for surveillance and spent days crossing over sensitive military sites in North America. Ukraine's defense minister is expressing confidence in securing Western allies' agreement to his country's latest weapons request, warplanes to fight off Russian forces that invaded nearly a year ago. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Pope Francis made another appeal for peace in South Sudan as he celebrated Mass to close out an unusual mission by Christian religious leaders to nudge forward the country's recovery from civil war. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
On the last day of his African pilgrimage, Pope Francis begged South Sudanese people to lay down their weapons and forgive one another. An estimated 100,000 came to the outdoor mass at the country's monument to independence hero John Garang in Juba. A peace agreement was signed in 2018, but fighting has continued to flare. Meanwhile, those lining the streets to get a glimpse of the Pope's motorcade were encouraged. I'm Julie Walker.
Violence erupted in Peru on Saturday night when demonstrators faced police in riot gear amid the worst wave of protest in at least two decades in the Andean country. Clashes flared when a group of protesters stormed through a street and a wall of riot police officers fired tear gas canisters to disperse the crowd. Protests are demanding the resignation of President Dina Boluarte, early new elections, the shutdown of Congress, and a new constitution. Ecuadorians voted in a referendum Sunday that will decide whether to allow extradition of citizens linked to organized crime in a country rocked by a dramatic increase in violence. Conservative President Guillermo Lasso has proposed legalizing it as a means of dealing with a crime wave that has claimed the lives of two candidates in local elections being held alongside the referendum. Ecuador is sandwiched between Colombia and Peru, the world's two largest cocaine producers, and has itself become a hub for the global drug trade in recent years. The Canadian government said on Sunday it deployed a military aircraft over Haiti to address what it called a, quote, dire security situation, and to support efforts to disrupt the activities of Haitian gangs. Canada said in a statement that it supports the Haitian National Police and deployed a Royal Canadian Air Force patrol aircraft in response to Haiti's request for support as violence continues to escalate in the country. Britain faces its largest ever strike by health workers on Monday as tens of thousands of nurses and ambulance workers walk out in an escalating pay dispute with the government, spelling further disruption for an already strained health system. Nurses and ambulance workers have been striking separately on and off since late last year, but Monday's walkout involving both will be the largest. I'm Joe Ramsey.